international body which claims to speak for peace and proper law and order in the world, who have essentially done nothing about this situation since it began. I mean, it's clear and obvious that the United States has supported the Saudi imperialist war on the country since the beginning, either by selling them weapons and necessary technology, to merely looking the other way and pretending that the whole situation isn't going on. But this UN that is supposed to be watching these situations, that is supposed to be regulating these conflicts, has done absolutely nothing. And we know that this is wholly because the United States and other imperialist powers, and particularly the UK, have stood essentially in a very quiet solidarity with Saudi Arabia in its war. And I should add Canada to that list as well, who, despite its very progressive veneer, the very smooth-talking prime minister, who talks very much about feminism and human rights, was certainly very happy to sell one of the worst regimes in the entire world weapons that will be used to slaughter people just to take control of their land, to take control of their resources. And this shows how, in this case, if the United States gets what it wants, the UN is essentially useless. And I think that for a lot of people, this is a very frustrating moment as to why any country should be part of such a body as the UN, when clearly it's completely ineffective in this case. It's not able to accomplish anything. And for a lot of us, so watching this unfold, watching this get worse and worse, you know, I'm very much reminded of when Muammar Gaddafi was at the UN and he demonstrated his frustration at the inaction of the United Nations, and then threw the rule book in a very dramatic moment, expressing the anger that he felt towards the UN, and the time that he spoke to the Arab countries, and he said, you know, any one of us could be next. You know, any one of us could be invaded, and it's going to keep happening and happening over and over and over again. And there's no one there to step up and stop it. I mean, that's exactly what has been going on. That's what we are looking at, invasion after invasion. The two perhaps exceptions to that case is the Taliban in Afghanistan and the cooperation between Iran, the Syrian government, and Russia to push out the U.S.-backed forces inside the country. And as this is going on, there's these kinds of hostilities are perhaps in their infant stage inside of Venezuela right now. These things are starting to unfold there, with perhaps the germ of some greater military conflict in South America. And this is the thing that just keeps happening over and over again. And this regulatory body that claims to be the voice of law and order in the world, it can't seem to do anything. I mean, they're very good at coming in after the fact with aid and medicine and all those kinds of things needed after conflict. But, you know, that's kind of like being very good at dealing with the problem after the fact and not preventing the problem to begin with, which is what